How long did you live there?
Well, we didn't live there about 5 or 6 years. And we moved to Moss Point. There's an interesting thing about that. That house was built by my grandfather and his brothers. My grandfather had, and my father owned it. And later he sold it to a Baptist preacher named. And those are the only people ever lived in it.
Three
families. And on the little house that my father built for his bride, where I was born, only he and the family that is there now. Now remember, I've been 80 years ago. I'm 80 years old, 82 years old, I was born there. And they left there when I was, when I was 7. So it's very interesting, that whole kind of land. It was, in one case, three families lived in an old house, and then you might say two of them were the same family. And the other house, one of my family, my father's wife and his children lived there, and the family that's there now. And that's a lovely country. It's, on the river, that's called the river. The road to get there is winding through the woods, and you're off in this wooded, isolated place, but still you're not far from what you might call settlements. To most point, you have to drive through winding roads. The reason of that is they put up those hoagie planks I was telling you about, that built up on the river west of.
Pogie plants.
We call them pogie plants. That's Menhaden's fish. It's a little oily fish. It's numerous, prolific out here in the Gulf. Breeds by the millions.
Oh, yeah.
Fertilizer. People around here call them pogies. They don't like that. The local name. They are prevalent off the Carolina coast and off Florida, Georgia has some, and off Florida, Mississippi, and Louisiana coast. And all the fish industry, we have a crew of boats, one of the ships is cost a couple hundred thousand dollars. Big crew, and they catch them. They're not 2 to 6 inches long. They're bony and full of oil. They catch them, they take them in there, and I really don't know what this process is, but I think they are, they run through pressures that squeezes oil out of them. Then they are cooked, dry cooked, to form into a meal, and that is agitated. That stuff is good for chicken feed. They didn't use much of it, but you put it in with chicken feed, animal food. And some fertilizer, many uses. And the oil goes from everything from lipstick to medicines. It's a fine oil. And this would be comparable to oil, like the vegetable. Comparable to castor oil that you can give people from shark oil.
Shark oil?
Yeah.
Um,